The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports show, where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
And I'm Mike Lynch.
Coming up today, Thursday night football ratings continue to rise while baseball's big West Coast names bring big numbers to TBS, plus rumors that Disney is considering, thinking about, talking about, maybe spinning off ESPN. The company is quickly denying that rumor, but is there anything there? And that's all coming up. But first, the NFL and sports books like DraftKings and FanDuel, I've never heard of those before, have been the best of friends through the first weeks of the season. You may have heard and seen this ad more than a few times.
Anyone can win over 50 grand in prizes with our free-to-play pools. So head to the DraftKings app, bet $1 to get $200 instantly, and make it rain with an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
Automatica, Grammatica. See, I knew that. That was all over games for the first 4 weeks of the season, but this week... Ooh, I hear something. Why?
That's the sound I hear when I have a one-foot putt and my opponents don't say, that's good, Mike. Crickets. I hear nothing.
But what happened? I thought everything was going great.
You know, I think the press, to me, I know the numbers, we have numbers to back up all these things that you just talked about, Michael, but I think that the presence of MGM and Caesars has sort of risen a little bit, while FanDuel and sports DraftKings have sort of scaled back a little bit. Did they think they got the message out in the first 4 weeks of the season and business is so good, or are they saving up for the NBA and the National Hockey League season?
You know, come to think about it, as I was watching the games, I did not see those ads, but I wasn't thinking about it at the time because, well, I was kind of betting, but I didn't realize it until we were talking about this later this morning. Yeah, I mean, I always thought that, you know, like you said, maybe they're trying to get ready for the NBA season. Maybe they're gearing up because they always have promotions, because with the NBA season coming up this week, you also have the start of hockey season, which has just begun. So maybe that's going as well. And then, of course, you have all of the championship games going on in baseball. So maybe we'll see that.
Well, FanDuel has spent somewhere north of $28 million so far. They've got their message out. And they've been in play for a while. Last year, this was all sort of new coming into the National Football League. But this year, it was full bore coming in. And we talked to Sam Kennedy the other day, and baseball's embracing it. All the sports are embracing it. It used to be radioactive if you mentioned the words gambling in any of the four major sports leagues in the same sentence. Now there are a lot of the leagues have formed partnerships. You know, we'll see. We'll see if the money comes in the second half of the season. Let's not forget there are more eyeballs on the playoffs when we get into January and early February.
And let's move on to talking about TV ratings. So as I was warming up the Dumont and I was watching football and baseball, Thursday night football, remember when this first came out, I thought, awful. This is going to be a disaster. I was wrong.
They had gimmicks. They had these Thursday night uniforms everybody wore. They were one solid color. Seattle would be, you know, this sort of pastel green.
It looked like one of those electric football games where you had those men moving around on the field. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, you'd line them all up, and as soon as you hit the on button, they turn around and run the opposite direction. But, you know, they had some really dog matchups, and the ratings were down. But I went through and looked at the first 6 weeks this year. Right out of the chute, Thursday night, they've got Dallas and Tampa Bay. Huge, huge matchup. Mm-hmm. Great numbers for that. Next week, they got two major markets. They got the Giants and the Washington football team. So the Giants hadn't really gone south yet. There was a promise and there was some hope, and it's a major market, obviously, the biggest market in Washington. Then you had a couple of dog matchups. You had Carolina and Houston, Jacksonville and Cincinnati. But then you came back with Los Angeles and Seattle, and last week, Tampa Bay and Philadelphia. So if you put a good matchup, they will watch.
Also, as long as you have an undefeated team like Arizona, mm-hmm. you can. Now, I would like to know what the league is going to do, because you can option out that game and maybe right. make it the Sunday night game or whatever. I'd like to know what the league is going to do with that.
Yeah, I would too, but they see green right now in these matchups, and then I think they were having second thoughts about Thursday night because when they first came out, they did divisional matchups because they didn't want the teams spending a lot of time traveling a great distances. So, you know, Buffalo would play the New York Jets, and it would be awful. Cincinnati would play Cleveland, and these are the times when both these teams were at the bottoms of their divisions. But now they're just saying, you know, we're just going to roll the dice and we're going to get the best matchups we can possibly get.
Speaking of good matchups, it is great for baseball. The NLD, the NLCS, man, and all of this that's going on. TBS is like, yeah, this is what we want. And they have been some very good games, especially the Atlanta games. I mean, it's come down to the final at bat.
It has, and TBS has got a perfect setup there because that's the home network of the Atlanta Braves, and they pretty much have been building themselves for years as America's team. And then you get Los Angeles Dodgers, which are next to the Yankees, the most popular baseball team on the planet, and they get huge ratings. I mean, and as you said, both these games have been very, very dramatic, and the first two games were played on the East Coast. Now let's see what happens when the next three games move out to the West Coast in Los Angeles. Will there be eyeballs, at 11:30 when we get into the eighth and ninth inning?
ESPN, Disney, they're all very tight-lipped about this. There is a report or rumor, whatever you want to call it, some hush-hush talk about Disney thinking about spinning off ESPN. That would be huge if that's true.
It is. And how many a day doesn't go by when you don't run into someone that has told you they have cut the cord with cable. They're just fed up of paying $282 a month and for, 80% of the channels they never want to watch. And ESPN has seen the success of some of these other streaming like Hulu, Netflix, Disney Plus. Now, ESPN Plus, 2 months ago, had subscribers of almost at 13 million people, and it was growing at the time. So they're seeing something there, and I think, I hate to use cliches, but the old, where there's smoke, there's usually a little bit of fire that follows.
Well, now, Disney and ESPN, they both denied it. Old, we don't discuss business at the dinner table routine. But, like you said, where there is smoke, there's fire. I'm going to have to get used to streaming, is what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
And if you do streaming, that means you're going to have to cut the cable with ESPN. Now, maybe ESPN needs to go more on the streaming route, and maybe that could be the savior.
Well, there's direct revenue flow when you go streaming. I mean, you have to be a subscriber. Your ESPN package comes with your Disney package, and you cut the cord there, and you lose ESPN. So it has worked extremely well for Netflix. It's worked extremely well for HBO Plus, Disney, and ESPN. They know a thing or two about programming and making money.
Just a bit, yeah. Finally, let's give it up for my man, LeBron James. His Spring Hill company has sold what it calls a significant minority stake to Redbird Capital Partners, Fenway Sports Group, Nike, and Epic Games. Valuation more than $700 million.
Yeah, Redbird Capital has been very, very active. So has the Fenway Sports Group. We know LeBron James has been involved with them for a while, and now LeBron and Maverick Carter are minority owners. They have a small share of the Boston Red Sox and Fenway Sports Group. You heard it here first. The end game with all these investments with LeBron James and Maverick Carter, the end game right here is to buy an NBA team. That's what the end game is going to be with this story.
I can see that. Because obviously if Michael Jordan can get a team, obviously LeBron James is going to. That's going to be – can you imagine if it comes down to that and then those teams are playing on the court and then you see these two, it's like, who's better now? Who's better now?
And he may be still in uniform and playing while he's an owner.
Oh, man, very good. This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. I'm Michael Barr along with Mike Lynch. Catch us here. And every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, exploring the world of money and sports. And catch me on Twitter at Big Bar Sports.
And I'm Mike Lynch. You can follow me at Lynchy, WCBB.
And remind us the next time we got to tell you a story about the car wash and Mike Lynch. It's too funny. You're listening to the Bloomberg Business of Sports on Bloomberg Radio around the world.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? which companies from big tech to startups will dominate, and where do the risks and unintended consequences lie. I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.